O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, who openeth and no man shutteth, who shutteth and no man openeth, come and lead the captive from prison, sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This, dear children, is the antiphon known as the O antiphons, which take place in these days before Christmas. And it's the antiphon for the Magnificat and the hour of Vespers in the Divine Office. And these antiphons are so rich in spirituality and really do well in showing the spirit of anticipation which we all should have for the upcoming feast of Christmas. And the key of David in this antiphon is Christ. That's who it is. And what this key opens is not just merely any door, any earthly door, that is, but it actually opens the very gates of heaven itself, opens paradise for us to be able to go and dwell with God for forever. It is because Christ became man that we may be released from our prison of sin, and from that land of spiritual darkness in which everybody is born into, that is, original sin. And it is this release from sin which the Jews before Christ prayed so hard for, for the coming of the Messiah. And it is what we Catholics should do to spiritually prepare ourselves for this wonderful feast of Christmas. And we can do this by making a good confession before Christmas. The key of David is the same key which the priest possesses when he administers the sacrament of penance. When you confess your sins, you're not just saying your sins simply to the priest as a man, but you're saying them to Christ. You're saying them to Christ in whom the priest represents in the confessional, in that sacrament. And this is why it's so important to take the time and make a really good confession always, but especially before this wonderful feast of Christmas. And so how do we do that? It starts before you even enter into the box. It starts with taking the time and praying and making a really good examination of conscience. Think about what you've done since your last confession. Think about any times you may have slipped and fell and committed a sin. Think about any way that you may have offended either your neighbor, whether it be your siblings or your parents, by disobeying them, or offended God by anything you've done on your own. Think long and hard about it. Pray. Ask the Holy Ghost to lead you. Ask Mary to show you what you've done so you can make a good confession. God already knows what you have done. He already knows your heart. He already knows your soul. He knows it better than you know your own. And this is why it's so important that we never, ever hide a sin from the priest. We only add more sin on top of it by doing so. And because Christ already knows, it's not like you're fooling him. It's not like you're tricking him in any kind of way. You're just making him more upset. And just like we should never hide it, we should never ever sugarcoat any type of sin that we've ever committed. Don't gloss over it. Don't make it sound better than what it actually is. Don't try to blame it on someone else. Oh, I was mean to my brother, but he really did this first. He started it. Or I disobeyed my parents, but they don't understand that I had other things going on that I wanted to do more, and they should have been more understanding. It doesn't matter. God knows that in the end, you've offended him. And that's all you're there to confess, your own sins, not anything what anybody else has done. And in addition to simply confessing your sins and doing so well, make sure that you express not only sorrow for your present sins, which you are asking for forgiveness for, but also all your past sins. It's always good to, first off, keep those sins before you so you can remember not to fall back into the same pattern, to those same bad habits again, that we can grow and move forward and closer to God every day, especially with the help of the sacramental graces, which come from penance. But also remembering with that we do remember our past sins, we do learn from them, but we never despair of God's mercy and forgiveness if we've confessed them. So balance those two out. And lastly, with the sacrament of penance, make sure we come often. We come as often as we can for several reasons. First, the more often we come, the more of a good confession we'll be able to make, because we'll remember more of what we've done, because it's closer to when we've done it. You know, if I ask you to remember something from a month ago, it's a little difficult. If I ask you to remember something from yesterday, it's a little easier. That's why we go to confession often. And also, because of the sacramental graces that you do receive from penance. Those graces are not just there to forgive your sins. No, those graces are there to also help you to avoid sin in the future, to grow in grace and grow in love of God, to grow further away from sinful tendencies, to be able to become more and more of a beautiful child of Christ. So, take this time. Take these last days of Advent and make them as fruitful as possible. Make it a time of great spiritual preparation. Prepare for that wonderful feast of Christmas. That way, that the key of David, as the O Antiphon talks about, that the key of David may open your hearts to receive the infant Jesus on Christmas Day, and open the gates of heaven to receive your souls on your last day. May God bless you all, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.